Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're automatically going live on Facebook.
Only a taste of our next release, Suffering and Smiling.
All right. All right, all right, all right. I said welcome to people, welcome, welcome, welcome to Talk to the
Africans, please listen to me as Africans, and you non-Africans, listen to me with open mind.
And those who are not Africans, wow, this is good
opening. Suffer, 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 suffer for world, now your fault be that. Me I say, now your fault be that.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to True Talk with Ofeofe, and we're live today on Facebook, and we're live on Block Talk Radio, and our topic is entitled Ori and Cultural Identity Crisis. We're having some guests to call in today on both platforms. We're having the esteemed brother from the IFA Council, the International Council of IFA Religion. He is one of the products of the International Council for IFA Religion, Sheyi Sotubo. And this is a very good teacher that we have that's helping us right now to understand a lot of things about ourselves in terms of Ori, because that, in his words, our identity is our biggest problem. Biggest problem is our identity as what he calls Adulawo, meaning dark-skinned people. So this is going to be a real good discussion, a real good discussion, because many people, you know, identify as, you know, the term black. But we know that black is a, to call ourselves black, we know what black people are going through all over the world, okay? So we're going to see how Ori, our Ori, connects to being black, all right? So some of the issues that we're going to be discussing is, what role does your Ori play in cultural identity, okay? And we're going to also talk about why is the dark-skinned person in a cultural identity crisis? And we're going to discuss what does the term cultural identity crisis have to do with the terms black and African-American and black in general. What can one do to get out of the identity crisis problem? Wow. Okay. So these are some of the things we're going to be discussing today. I'm waiting on my guest. I also have another surprise guest that's going to be on with us today. This brother is the orchestrator of the podcast Good Morning Ori, and he also has his website called Ori Emi. Ashe. So that's Jesser. I don't want to pronounce his Ifa name wrong, so Jesser Franklin. I don't have it up. I have to get accustomed to saying his name very well. But Jesser Franklin is going to be on with us today, too, speaking a little bit about his Ori. Speaking a little bit about his Ori. All right, so we're live right now, and I hope everybody can see me. I need somebody to go on live on Facebook. Come on, people, where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Go on live on Facebook and let me know if you're seeing me, if you're hearing me talking on our event. Okay? Thank you so much. All right. I need to know that. Just put your comment in the comment section. so I can see you very well, okay? All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. As long as we edit, we're good here. Let's see who's coming here. Let's see who's coming. All right. So I'm taking a look at this right now. So first, I want to discuss something before my guests come on. I want to discuss some information I found while researching this topic, okay? And it's very important that I share this information with you, okay? In terms of some of the things that are considered racial and cultural identity and how we develop ourselves in racial and cultural identity. So there are stages that they say we go through. And this is from, this is just a synopsis, like a PDF, short PDF, categorizing what it means to develop racial and cultural identity. So the first stage is conformity. The second is dissonance. The third is resistance and immersion. The fourth is introspection. And the fifth is integrative awareness. So for conformity, the first thing that is looked at is the attitude towards self, appreciating or neutral attitude. The next thing that is looked at is the attitude towards those of the same race, group, depreciating or neutral attitude. Then the third thing that is looked at, the attitude towards other minorities, discriminatory or neutral. And then the fifth thing that is looked at is the attitude towards dominant group. Now, you see, the words like that make you question, what is the dominant group? What is called the dominant group? Okay, and that is about appreciating the dominant group. When it comes to dissonance, right? Dissonance. When it comes to dissonance, conflict, self-depreciating, and group appreciation, that's the attitude that you have towards yourself. The attitude towards some other race would be conflict between the group depreciating views of minority, hierarchy, and feelings of shared experience. Then the attitude towards other minorities, conflict between between dominance held and group appreciation. Okay. And then the attitude towards dominant group is conflict with group appreciating. Okay. With resistance and immersion, you have self-appreciating, the attitude towards self. And the attitude towards those of the same race, you have group appreciating experiences and feelings of cultural low-centrism. Okay. Then we have the attitude towards other minorities would be conflict with feelings of empathy towards other minorities, and attitude towards dominant group would be group deprecating. So we have now the introspection, right? When we go into ourselves, this is the fourth stage. The attitude towards ourselves, we're concerned with basis of self-appreciation, you know? I mean, that is one of the key things that we're going to be looking at in our discussion today, of how we appreciate ourselves, you know, as dark-skinned people. Concerned with nature of unequivocal appreciation, how we look at the attitude towards those of the same race, right? And then the attitude towards other minorities concerns with ethnocentric basis for judging others, right? And also, the attitude towards dominant group would be concerned with the basis of group deprecation, okay? So now, at the fifth stage, we talking about integrative awareness. And this would be the attitude towards self would be self-appreciating, of course. And the attitude towards those of the same race would be group-appreciating. And then the attitude towards other minorities would be group-appreciating as well. And the attitude towards the dominant group, and that, you know, this is what I have the issue with, what is called the dominant group, the selective appreciation, right? And so this this reference comes from Sue D.W. and Sue D., 2013, Counseling the Culturally Diverse, A Theory and Practice. And it's actually a book, sixth edition. And you can find this this diagram on page 297. Interesting. Okay. So Facebook, I know I'm waiting for my people. I can see my people. Where are you people? Where are you? Okay, where are you? Is everybody with me? Are you with me? I hope you're with me. All right, so I'm live. I am live finally. Thank you very much, Facebook. I was looking for you. Where are you? Okay, so now I'm waiting for my guest, Dr. I'm calling Dr. Sheyi. I'm calling you Dr. Sheyi Fotubo. Baba Sheyi Fotubo. And my good brother from Good Morning Ori and Ori Emmy website, Jasir Franklin. Okay? Forgive me if I haven't pronounced your Yoruba name properly. Okay? So I don't want to attempt it and then I'm saying the wrong thing. So I'm here with you and then we're live on Block Talk Radio, and our topic is called Ori and Cultural Identity Crisis. And I think I see Jasir online. And the other one, the other person that's supposed to be coming on, I'm saying Dr. Baba, why am I calling you a doctor? Anyway, maybe you're a doctor, you just never say it. I don't know, you know, people got these titles and stuff, but to me, Baba is the highest title ever. But again, we're going to be discussing all these roles, you know, our cultural identity, what is it, the dark-skinned person, the cultural identity crisis, and we're going to be discussing cultural identity crisis and what does the terms black and African-American have to do with anything, and how to get out of the identity crisis. Okay, so first now, I'm going to go to a paper that, it might be a little touchy for some people. Greetings, yeah, thank you for joining me. Of what is white racial identity. And I think it's very important to look at what is white racial identity. Okay? So we could get a little we could get a little bit of knowledge about how the term white is being spoken of and being taught. Okay, so this this little outline I'm going to read just a couple things from it, and I'm just waiting for my special guest to come on and join me. Are from this one is from the LGBTQ. healtheducation.org, and it's entitled White Racial Identity Development. Okay, why, you know, why the LGBTQIA, I don't know, but, you know, So if people want to go look for it, you can find it there at LGBTQIAhealtheducation.org. But it talks about white racial identity development. And if that is the case, I mean, you know, we're trying to get away from calling ourselves by a color. But the evidencing is that these color classifications for race is what make you be the have and the have not. What makes you to be the dominant or the subservient racial group, how you're classed in terms of education, privilege, all of these things, right? And it even goes deeper on a personal level. So we're going to look at these things very well today. Before I read the five points that they're making on this, I am going to see if I have my guest with me. Okay, invite guest host. I already invited my guest host, but I don't know where they are. Mm-hmm. Okay. Area code 661.
Hello.
Hello there.
This is Shay here.
Okay, I figured that. I said, okay, Baba. So you didn't call in on the guest line.
I didn't. I have been searching for it for the past 15 minutes. I could not get it.
Uh-oh, I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
Can you
okay.
send the number to me again?
No. I mean, you can stay on here if you like. That is okay with me. You know, did you link in on Facebook?
No, yeah, from the Facebook.
Okay, if you just click on the event, click on the event, and you're going to take you.
On the event, it shows interested.
No. You have to say going.
Okay. Yeah, that's where I miss it up, man.
You have to, if you
that's
click on interesting,
I've been battling with
this thing. If you click on interesting, it's going to go down to going. It's going to show you the other options.
Okay, yeah. I saw that one. I saw going.
Uh-huh.
For me, I just put interested.
No, Baba. You know, Ashe Abodugboye, and how are you?
I first of all click on invite.
Okay, you're invited. I mean, you're definitely invited. I don't. Okay.
Yeah.
You're invited, I mean, Baba. You're already invited. I know these things can be a little tricky sometimes. Hmm?
What do I click now? Online video.
Just click the event, and you're gonna see me. Just click on the heading, and you're gonna see me speaking on Facebook. You will actually see me. Okay.
Is it live?
I don't see you online because I don't see you in the chat with me. It will show once you get on with me. It will show you. Okay.
We're online. I'm looking at your video now. You're talking to me now.
I am talking to you, Ashe Abodugboye Baba. Okay.
Yeah.
So now,
well, how do I get?
So now, if you want me to bring you on so I can see you too, then you have to make a comment. Make a comment, and then you can click share screen or request me to share the screen. Okay, make a comment. If once you make a comment, you're going to show up in the comment section. So make a comment.
I just did.
Okay.
I just did.
There you are. There you are. I see you. Okay. All right.
So what do I do next?
Okay, next you're going to ask to share screen. It says, let me see, like, reply, pin, translate, and okay. So you're going to ask to share the screen, right? Let me see if I
so
can.
Which one do I do now? Do I share now?
You gotta, like, you're requesting me to put you on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interactivity.
So what do I do?
I am looking
activity.
Myself. Post question graphics. Yes, I'm trying to see how I can get you on. But did you
okay.
call in live on your live on your live on Blog Talk? So you know even. The people on the Facebook Live are also hearing you.
Really?
Yes. You're having a feedback issue too? I'm hearing you. Okay, okay.
Okay.
All
I
right.
Had...
okay, okay. So
are we good to go now?
Yeah, we're good to go. We're good to go. We're very good to go. It's just that I wish I could see you on Facebook, but I'm not seeing you.
I can
I'm
see
only
you,
seeing
love.
Your name.
I can
seeing,
see you.
I'm seeing your name, but I'm not seeing you per se. But you're seeing me, right?
Yeah, I can see you live.
Okay,
live.
Okay. Okay, so let's talk then,
yes.
Papa. I don't know if you heard the my introduction. I was just about to say something, but I think maybe we need a little prayer or something.
Things.
I think we need a prayer to regulate the energy. So can you open with a prayer to Ori to regulate the energy?
Ibaolo Dumare.
Ashe.
Ibaolo Dumare. Ibaolo Dumare.
Ashe. Ashe.
Obatere. Adani waye magbagbeni. Ọgbàgbà tí gbà láì lára ọba fúnni ṣe ọba fúnni jẹ ọba fúnni mọ olódùmarè àpì ẹ báyìí kó ọba dá sínú ètò àgbékalẹ yìí lórí ọrọ orí orí àpèrè orí àṣàyàn orí àṣàkẹ orí àlàkẹ orí aníkawó kó wá ṣègbè lẹyìn wa lórí gbogbo ohun tí a fẹ sọ nípa ẹ lẹni. Orí gbogbo ohun tí a bá sọ báyìí kò wá jẹ́ kí ó bá wa ní etí mu kó bọ́ sétí ìgbọ́ wa kó gbọ́ sí àyà ìbáwí wa. Gbogbo ojúlùmọ̀ tá fẹ́ bá sọ̀rọ̀ lénìí kó yé wa yé wọn. Kó yé wa yé wọn. Ọ̀run mi làbára àgbọn rẹ̀ gún. The owner of wisdom concentrate, the energy of intelligence. The witness of faith, the witness of destiny, we beseech these come and be part and parcel of this discussion, of this enlightenment. And whatever we say today about Ori, let the people hearing us have something to take away from it. Let them become aware of their spirituality. Let them become aware of their identity, of their cultural identity.
Ashe.
All
Ashe.
We have said issue, the divinity of manifestation the divinity of manifestation and fusion, we beseech thee to go deliver and seal all these before Olodumare, the supreme energy of life, light, and sound.
Ashe.
So shall it be.
Ashe.
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 Ashe. Ashe. Thank you very much for that opening prayer, you know.
Yes.
I know basically the Baba was praying for us, our Ori, to open up and, you know, get the mindset of who we are as a people, and for Ifa to guide our thoughts and our feelings so we can have good results in our discussion today. And so these things can, you know, can bless us. So we can be blessed with whatever comes out in this discussion today rather than cursed. So I don't want to start off on a controversial note, but Baba, can you, just for the people, because some people may not even know what is Ori, so can you in a very short, concise sentence tell us what is Ori?
Ori, biologically speaking, is that appendage that contains our brain. And this brain is made up of several billions of cells. That is what we call Ori, or head, biologically speaking. Spiritually speaking,
that's right.
Spiritually speaking, Ori, according to Ifa, we are told that Ori contains, not only containing, it contains the destiny manifest of every individual. And what do we mean by destiny manifest? The destiny manifest means where we have our spiritual part, every individual, be it animate or inanimate object, this is where we have our spiritual part with our creator. And who is this creator is in this essence? The creator is the conservator of universal energies of life, light, and sound.
Okay.
And if you look at it physically speaking, all these three openings of life, light, and sound are physically contained in your Ori.
Okay.
And what are these physical realities? What are these physical realities that are contained on our head? For source of light, source of life, and source of sound. Very simple. We have the nose and the mouth serving as the opening of life, air, into our being, into our head.
Okay.
Then the other one is called eyes. Eyes is the source of energy of light into our head.
Ashe, I hope the listening
and
audience
the,
is hearing well. Please give me some feedback. Mm-hmm.
This. Then we have the energy of sound that passes through ears, the two ears.
Okay.
That is for the animate creations. What about the inanimate creations? Like the mountain, like the hills, like the rivers, like the plant.
Ashe.
Plants have eyes. if you want to know whether plants has eyes, there is one scientific experiment we perform, which we refer to as phototropism.
Photosynthesis?
No, phototropism. The movement of plants towards light. Tropism. That is the movement of plants towards light.
And this
tropism
is where you understand that plants have eyes or ears.
Then they also have ears for sound. You go into the forest. You go into the forest in the quietude where everything is silent. You begin to hear the sounds being made by plants.
Ashe. Ashe.
There is one thing they call in every leaf of a plant. They call it midrib.
Red rib.
Midrib, which contains the stomata. Midrib, M-I-D-R-I-B, midrib.
Midrib, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These are opening for exchange of air. These are opening for exchange of air in plants.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Then when you go down to the root of plants has what is called root hairs. They have root hairs. It is these root hairs they use as their own mouth to tap nutrients from the soil.
Uh-huh.
Every animate and inanimate object has what is called openings for those three energies that make life. That makes us to be living.
Every inanimate object has ears and sight, have light and sound within, and has openings for light and sound to come in. That's what
they
you're saying, Ashe.
Yeah, they makes have sense. Openings for air, which is referred to as life.
Mm-hmm.
They have openings for light.
Mm-hmm.
So at death, these three energies leaves man and goes into space. This at death, or what we call transition. These three energies depart. That is life or air.
Mm-hmm.
The person can no longer breathe. The animal can no longer breathe. Cannot breathe in air and out.
Mm-hmm.
Then the height is lifeless because the energy of light has left.
Okay.
Then because the energy of sound has left, two, the person can never hear anything you say again. Neither can that person make.
That's interesting.
Neither can that person make any sound. Or neither can that plant make any sound. Look at any lake or river. If the river runs dry or the stream or run dry, it cannot make any sound again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, Baba,
so,
I'm trying to contain in Ori. All of this is partaking in I didn't get that. All of this is what?
Ori. All of these
all
are
of
contained
this is a part
Ori,
of
Ori head.
Mm-hmm.
Where we have the eyes, the nose,
mm-hmm.
and the mouth, and the hair.
Ashe. Okay. So when it comes to our cultural identity, Baba, right? This is a question I want to ask you. When it comes to our cultural identity, what role does Ori play in our cultural identity? What role does Ori play in our cultural identity?
I said Ori contains our destiny manifest. And this destiny manifest...
Because Ori contains our destiny manifest. That's right. Mm-hmm.
So every individual in his Ori is connected to his ancestors. That is where we begin this, what we call Ikosejaye or Igbori. This is where we determine our own DNA.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is this true Ori. It is through the Ori that we have connection with our ancestors.
It's through Ori that we have connections with our ancestors. Okay.
Ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
All that we are
okay.
today, all that we are today are passed to us through Ori. All the ancestral gene in us are passed through Ori. The DNA goes through Ori.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to be traced, for our ancestors, for our roots to be traced, in Ifa, we connect with Ori.
For our roots to be traced, we have to connect to
Ori.
Okay.
And that's why during Ifa consultation,
mm-hmm.
we place the object of divination or consultation on our head and on our chest before we put it
mm-hmm.
on the Ifa tray.
Okay.
On our tray.
Okay.
So what is our identity? Our Ori defines us.
Our Ori defines us. So that is different in terms of us calling ourselves black and, you know, or calling ourselves any color.
Color has nothing to do with our cultural identity. It has nothing to do with our cultural identity. It does not have anything to do with our spirituality. So that goes down to the fact that we are energy. We are
all
energy.
Right. Okay.
This is the energy that comes from Olodu. What is Olodu? Olodu means a conservator of energy.
Mm-hmm.
The three energies I mentioned earlier comes from this conservator, universal conservator of energy, the energies of life and sound, which are transferred into animate and inanimate objects.
I got you 100%. Mm-hmm.
They now become the manifestation and replication of they now become all the energies in Olodumare. All the energies in Olodumare is replicated, is manifested in all creation.
Mm-hmm. So now all the energies of Oludumare is replicated in all the energies of creation. That is correct. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That is correct. Mm-hmm.
Now,
so I get you. I got you very, very, very much.
What?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. In that Ori where we have the destiny, in that Ori where we have the destiny manifest, this destiny is divided into three.
Mm-hmm.
So these three manifest, these three destiny manifest are predestiny, Ayomo.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is Akunleyo, choice.
Akunleyo, Ayomo, Akunleyo is the second one, choice.
Yeah. Choice.
Mm-hmm.
No, Ayomo is the fourth one.
Ayomo,
right? Is the first word. Ayomo.
Mm-hmm.
Ayomo.
Ayomo.
Yeah, good. That means
is the first
pre-
one.
Destiny.
And that's destiny.
Predestiny.
Predestiny.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm.
While the second one is Akunleyo,
Akunleyo, or yo,
yeah. Yo, do,
yeah,
Akunleyo, do me do,
Akunleyo, hmm. Mm-hmm.
Doom.
And that is choice.
Choice.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then Akunlegba.
Okay.
Akunlegba is destiny ordination. Destiny ordination.
Destiny ordination. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. It is this destiny ordination,
mm-hmm,
that actually,
mm-hmm,
talks about our cultural identity.
It is destiny ordination that
about our cultural identity, individual
that is about
cultural
our
identity.
Cultural identity. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I understand that very well, you know.
It is thus, in Akunlegba, you are ordained to be born within a circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
You are ordained to be born within a circumstance of birth, place of birth.
Mm-hmm.
Do not forget,
mm-hmm,
that when we talk about culture of a people refers to the total sum of behavior of a people that is influenced by the environment where they find themselves.
Where what? I didn't get that. Can you repeat that?
Do not forget that the culture of the people is the total sum of their behavioral output that sees influenced by the environment they find themselves.
By the environment in which they find themselves, right?
Yeah. A child that is born into an area that is riverine. Everywhere is a riverine.
Mm-hmm.
Automatically, that child will know how to swim. Swimming will occur to that child naturally.
Okay, that is true.
That is where we're coming
okay.
from. That's the natural cultural environment, a natural cultural identity of the child.
Mm-hmm. So, Baba, okay.
So, in the subconscious
mm-hmm.
of the child, we have what we call
okay.
hidden traits.
Hidden traits.
Yeah. Hidden
mm-hmm.
traits. The hidden traits are like what kind of divine or spiritual energy that the child possesses. First child, being born in riverine, have tendencies to be a child. Culturally, a child of Osun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, first child is now born into a family that has abandoned Osun. They are now doing Abraham faith.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham faith. I'm not saying that kind of child, if while growing up, even before growing up, has this trait of Osun in him or her. The moment that child sees opportunity for that Osun spirit to manifest, Osun will be in this child, pushing the child. Then the parents who have abandoned their spirituality we begin to wonder, this child does this child does that, and whatever. They become confused.
Okay.
That spirit
I'd like
will
to
push
in, I'd like
them.
To interject something because you are reminding me of even things that I experienced as a child. Because I grew up around the water, you know, in the Caribbean. We're surrounded by water, right? And I always want to go in the water, even when I couldn't swim. I always want to go in the water. So I would take every opportunity to go follow my brothers to go in the water, even though I couldn't swim. So one day they were going fishing, and I grabbed onto the boat. And, you know, before I could let go, they had gone out too far. Okay? And then, by the time they had gone out so far, I let go. And I couldn't, I went under the water. So they didn't know that I was, they didn't know that I, you know, I, it was too deep by then. So I went under the water once. I went twice. When they see me go under the third time, that's when they decide that, listen, she's drowning, come save her. And then when I got initiated to Oshun, Yemoja too had a say in my my life, in terms of my life, where Yemaya said she owns my body, even though Oshun owns my head, right? And I got taboos about going in the deep ocean, which incidentally, I almost drowned like 5 times in my whole life because I love the water so much, and I would never stay away. This is before initiation. I would never stay away from the water, but I always was able to either save myself or somebody else save me from drowning.
Because it is in you.
Yes.
It's because it is in you.
Yes. Yes. So I understand, and I hope the listening audience understand too where you are coming from with all of this in terms of how Ori is connected to our cultural identity. But the part of being in crisis have a lot to do with how we see ourselves globally as a dark-skinned people and how we are labeled, like you say, it has nothing to do with race, and it has nothing to do with all of these things. Really, our who we are culturally don't have anything to do with race. And it's hard for people to understand that, because then when they identify you culturally, they identify you as a race.
Because
I'm getting a feedback. I don't know why.
Let me touch on
that.
Is he okay now?
Yes.
The truth is that there is nothing like black or white in the description of human beings. Black or white is purely a political coinage. So a kind of derogatory use of color. It's pure politics.
It is pure politics.
The word white or black to demean, to demean individuals. The term white and black were designed, to show one race is superior than the other. It's a bad politics. It's a bad world politics. So there is nothing like, there's nothing like black or white. We talk about just dark and light skin. Dark and light is before we
come. I mean, when we say it, you know,
then
so even
primordial,
when it comes down.
The primordial.
Okay, I'm getting a terrible feedback.
Creation.
Go ahead.
Hey, the primordial color at creation is dark. Adulawo. Dark king. The what causes dark skin to start changing to light skin, a product of migration, a product of climate of the area, the geography of the area. Definitely somebody that is found in the tropical area tend to be darker, while people find in the temperate region as a result of migration came to be lighter. If I told us categorically in Osa Ogunda, Iru Tuwili, he talked about the endless dew. Burst of dew, according to Ifa, everything was shapeless, formless, void in Osa Ogunda until the coming of an energy called Akamara. Akamara is the energy that first came into the scenery when you talk about creation.
Akamara
created what is called the heart, the planetary system. The planetary system.
Okay.
That is what is created by Akamara. Then Olodumare created what is called life. There was the planetary system. There we have the heart, we have Mars, we have moons, we have other planets in the planetary system. Olodumare, through his emissaries, created life on this planet. And he first of all sent three people. The first person he sent was Ogunlakaye. That's why it's called Ogunlakaye. He's the navigator. Ogunlakaye, Ogun the navigator. That was the first person, that the first energy, the first Irumole sent by Olodumare to come to make this earth habitable. But he failed. Not that he failed at first. When he was doing it, then he became thirsty. He came to make this life habitable, but unfortunately, he didn't come with water. He didn't come with food. He became thirsty, so he could not finish the job. He had to go back. But it has been shown he's the navigator, he's the pathfinder, Ogun for you. The second person to call was Obatala. Batala came, he came with water. So he was doing it. That's why we say, Obatala, excuse me, all these oceans we have were done by Obatala. Then this earth was initially one continent. And the continent is called Pangaea.
Pangaea.
The continent is called Pangaea.
Pangaea.
Yeah. P-A-N-G-E-A. Pangaea. It is from this continent that there are just three. They are three. And the three continents are, number one, that was created from Pangaea when the split during Earth crust. We now have what is called Africa. Second one, mm-hmm. Asia. And third one, America. It will interest you to note that there is nothing like Europe. There's nothing like Europe according to what Obatala created. And he used just one water to divide the three of them. And the water is called Atlantis, Atlantic Ocean. So it is this Atlantic Ocean that went through the three continents. And it started from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we get to Asia, particularly in India, it became Indian Ocean. It extended to the Americas and became the Pacific Ocean. But it's just one ocean, which is Atlantic. Am I communicating?
You're communicating.
Then we also talk about Africa, the home of Adulawa. Africa, the home of Adulawa. The home of the Negroid. That is one of the labels they gave to us. Africa is another label they give to us. Then you go to Asia.
Yes.
Asia is the home.
You see, even down on a very minute level, Baba, this is how people does, how we are taught to conform to what is being said rather than really understanding
who we are. Rather than who we are, they want us to be what they make us to be. But
yes.
This is the age of reckoning. This is the age of awareness. It is time for us to really show the world who we are, not what
mm-hmm.
they say we are.
Mm-hmm. And this is what we've been talking about on different levels. People are doing different things, you know, to get to that point of understanding, of understanding, I should say, of understanding who we really are, you know.
Yeah.
And I like it so much that you explained that how we are made of energy. We are energy, that we are not basically, you know, we're energy, really actually void of color, but also colorful, because we have in us everything that is part of the universe.
Yeah.
Everything that is in the universe, and how we the energy that we carry is a God Olodumare created energy, a higher force created energy from that form of where we had, from that time when we had Akamara that created the planet. So we're all part of all of that.
To show you that all creations, animate or inanimate, to show you we are all from the same source of energy, which is Olodumare. This is a conservator of energy. We are all one.
Sure.
From the same conservator. Now, I have been saying these animate creation, inanimate creation. I ask you one thing. Have you ever seen racial discrimination among animals? Have you ever seen racial discrimination among plants? Have you ever seen racial discrimination among mountains or oceans?
The plants go with each other, on top of each other, through each other, you know, and the plants don't discriminate. The animals too, you see dog and cat, you know, playing together, hugging up together.
Unfortunately,
you even see
Olodumare invested three things in human beings: knowledge, wisdom, and understanding.
Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding.
Ogbo imo ati oye. Ogbo imo ati oye. Ogbo is wisdom. Imo is knowledge. Oye is understanding. This is what we have in Ifa.
Okay.
These are the three things we have in Ifa.
So
knowledge.
So you
wisdom and understanding.
That's right. That's what human beings. That's what human beings have. So now, humans, period. So now I ask you this question because this is very important, you know, because I just feel that people need to hear it, that even if, why is it so important for everybody to understand, especially the dark-skinned people, to understand that they should not identify with the word black or even, like you say, African-American, Nigerian, whatever, because all of these terms, like you say, for political reasons, they keep us, like, you know, Bob Marley said, through political strategy, they keep us hungry, you see?
Yeah.
And they keep us at war with ourselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you can stress, if you can put a little emphasis on that part, that is very important because, you know, for people to hear, because, you know, when it comes down to ink on paper, those color press, those political color identifications of people have caused a lot of hardship.
Yeah.
And when you say, you know, that
the economy, that's the part, right? Economy as a service, business as a service. But these are the blacks, these are the colors. Color people cannot aspire more than this. These are dirty politics. We are all energies from the same source. But policies have actually divided us, made us to hate ourselves and what have you. And that's why every time I want to learn from animals. I want to learn from lower creation. And this is what we should all do. There is no black and white life. There is no black and white beast.
That's why, you know, the animals are all kind of colored. They're black and white animals.
So, colors are beauty of nature. Colors are beauty of nature. But colors does not show anything inferiority or superiority or whatever. No.
Mm-hmm.
No. So, it is us now with our knowledge of Ifa, with what Ifa taught us in Iwapele, balanced character. And this balanced character mm-hmm. is just talking about your being able to manage five bad emotions, five
mm-hmm.
bad ingredients of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
What are these five bad ingredients of emotion? Number one is anger.
Mm-hmm.
It's anger that leads us to hatred. It's anger that leads us to racism.
Mm-hmm.
Our not being able to manage our anger with patience, with perseverance. You cannot manage your
mm-hmm.
anger with patience, with perseverance. It is anger
mm-hmm.
that leads to war. It is anger that leads to conflict. That's number one. Number
okay.
two is what we call ego.
Mm-hmm.
Ego. You want to see, who are you? Am I in the same category with you? Orumila
mm-hmm.
taught us to be humble. Orumila taught us to be humble. Orumila taught us to be humble. If you're
mm-hmm.
humble, you don't want to see somebody
raising
your shoulder.
What does category mean? What does category mean in Yoruba?
Egbe. Classification.
The actual words, not the English translation, but what does category mean if it's said in Yoruba? What does it mean?
It's just like Egbe. Mate. Some people are
uh-huh.
Am I in the same category with you? Mate.
Okay.
Egbe.
Okay.
Egbe. In Yoruba, we say, you Egbe, I am not your category. I don't belong to your type of category. I don't belong to your group. I don't belong to your age. I don't belong to your caste.
I mean, but we have these things normally, aside from political, we have accepted a lot of things as normal. You know, what is the biggest problem with all the different things we come to? You know, because we have age groups and different things like that. But when it comes to this color of the skin, that is basically our major thing.
Yeah.
Understanding,
yeah.
You know, that the color of skin should not be making a difference. But in the political scene, it does make a difference. Right?
Well,
yes.
And
with you.
As I said, number one is called anger. In anger gave birth to what is called envy.
Mm-hmm. Anger brings envy.
Envy. It
That's
also
number three.
Begets hatred.
Okay.
No, I'm still just talking about number one, anger.
Okay.
Anger begins.
So
anger
also brings envy.
It brings envy, hatred, and all the stuff. What is the antidote to anger? Patience.
Mm-hmm.
The antidote to anger is patience. And I talk about ego, raising shoulders. When you are this, you are that, and what are we? We are all the same. We are all like partridge. Like that AER parrot. We call partridge in English. Partridge, they are all of the same size. We should always see ourselves as the same size. We should not have ego. Ohumila talks about humility. Humility to cover your ego. See everybody as the same. We are all the same energy. We are all the same creation of Olodumare.
I agree.
Another thing. In these five aspects is greed. It's in my Facebook. I have this lecture I'm talking about. I have it in my Facebook. The third one is called greed. It's another major cause of conflict in the world.
Okay.
Yeah. A potter that uses clay, a potter that uses clay to make pot. Anytime he wakes up, he wants the old earth to be of mud. He wants the old earth to be of clay. He doesn't want any other place.
I see. Like you want everything for yourself.
Thank you. You get greed. That's greed. You want everything for yourself.
Yeah, and that's a part of what is happening where even the mindset, right, of, you know, people based on the color issue feel that their superior number one, going back to when you're talking about the difference when, you know, anger, envy and everything, all of that bring about a feeling of superiority, you know, where people, because of their classification, they feel that they're superior. I don't want to cut short what you're telling me. So I'd like to hear the other two.
Okay.
And greed. One is the number three. Okay. Is greed, wanting everything for yourself. Mm-hmm.
That is causing that's part of the problem in between Ukraine and Russia.
Yes, you got to look at it in that kind of way, because when you talk about these things, Baba, people are thinking you're just talking on a personal level, but these same things are happening on world scale, very large scale.
Yeah.
You see? And it comes down to these simple things that we, within ourselves, for a leader.
It was Taiwan under it. He believes Taiwan should come under it. Greed is the reason, because China, Taiwan, are the major producer of chips.
Mm-hmm.
They're the semiconductor chips. The highest producer in the world is Taiwan. So China wants to have them. Because the major supplier of the semiconductor chips we use here in America is gotten from Taiwan. That's by the way. Number four is what we refer to as lost. L-U-S-T, lost.
Say that again.
L-U-S-T, lost.
Oh, lost.
All these awkward sexual orientation and what are the products of lust?
Desiring to have
desire,
and it go deeper than that, you know, because you can lust off of something that you, in order to have it, you would have to actually kill a person. You would have to kill them to get what you lost after.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would have to experiment on them.
Yeah.
To see how you can get something from them that you don't have within your own body.
My body.
For example, yeah. When they do organ harvesting, when they take the melanin from the dark-skinned people and make medicine, when they use the embryo of the female, of the dark-skinned female, okay, the aborted fetus and all of these things to make medicine because they cannot produce it themselves. And when I say they, those people, so that's a form of loss right there.
Uncontrollable love, desire.
Desiring to have something of the body, right? The body possesses us. That's why it has prostitution, even.
Yeah.
That's why it has prostitution and things like of that nature.
Yeah. So what does the part teaches of self-discipline. To manage your lust. Self-discipline.
Self-discipline to manage it.
The last one, which affects everybody, even you, even me, everybody, is called attachment.
Attachment. Woo!
Attachment. Despite the fact that we all have it at the back of our mind that there is a time to die, there is a time to be born. When we lose, when we are bereaved of loved ones, we cry our heart out. We cry as if the cries will make that person to come back to life.
Say that again.
What I say is that attachment actually refers to when we are bereaved or when we lose loved ones to death.
Yes.
We cry. Almost unconsolably, as if our cries will bring out back the people that is there. It's because we are attached.
Broken relationships, you know?
Like when my mom died, when she was to be lowered into the vault, I've been behaving like a man. I want that glasses, that goggle. But when my mom was to be lowered into the vault, you need to see how I cried. I cried like a baby.
Yeah.
That is called
a baby. Yeah.
I needed to have appreciated And it's just self-appreciation.
Yeah, but there are other ways that people, you know, some people are able to, I shouldn't say hide, but they use another type of energy or emotion to hide their attachment.
Yeah.
You see? And some people do the crying and everything in private because then they don't want other people to see, you know, I had someone walk up to me and actually, you know, I'm talking to a group of people, you know, at my mother's funeral, and they walk up to me and they say, oh, you look like you're handling this well. And everybody look at them like, what in the hell are you talking about? You don't know what you're talking about. You know, everybody just like look at a person like, what did you just say? You know, because how they could say something like that? Because you're having a conversation and you maybe be smiling, you know, they think you're handling it well. So I understand. So the attachment part is one of the biggest.
Yeah, I want to relate attachment to destiny.
Okay.
Good Ifa initiate, a good Ifa priest that knows the workings of destiny in Ifa need not to be too traumatized when he loses anything that is very close to him or her.
He knows how to detach it. Detach.
You mean? Yeah, he knows how to detach. Well, that's the destiny. That's the point he has to go. Because this life is about finding your destiny, following your destiny, and fulfilling your destiny. That's what we do when we do it. By the time you are handed over with your Ike, it's for you to always consult it so as to find you have found it. By the time you have gone for Ifa initiation, you already know the Odu that gave that battered you. Like I am now, I am Oborabudi. I have found my destiny. It is Oborabudi. So my regular consultation is I am following my destiny.
Ashe, I believe I have you. I believe I get you. And I'm going to try to explain how I look at it. You know, because everything I have to revert back to myself, for example. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have raised my children. I've been around my grandchildren, and oh, I have great-grandchildren around me. But my destiny is taking me to be away from them. I've been having this concern about if I'm far away from them, are they going to be all right without me? Because I always look out for them. You see? If my destiny is taking me to be far away from them because it's my destiny, right? So
and they have their own individual destiny.
That's right. And you know, they have their parents, and you know, my great grandchildren have their parents too. You see, so they have their parents, you know. I am the great grandparent. So you know, but to still, you know, they even one of them remind me, talk, like, you know, I told her she's not my daughter. She tell me, yes, I'm your daughter. I'm your granddaughter. You know, I said, well, I'm talking to my daughter, not you, you know, in reference to something we were having a conversation about. But at the same time, you see what I mean? So that is part of it all. You know, like you say, they have their own destiny, and that is our biggest problem for real when it comes to these five emotions. Attachment is probably one of the most hardest ones to deal with. It because is. Like it's the same thing when it comes to death, where like, you know, a lot of people grieve to the point that they can't get over the grief, you know.
This is where if I now to teach you what is called ancestors. Ancestors. Anybody,
mm-hmm.
anybody that dies close to you, do not see that person as being dead. Do not see that person as the need for you to cry and cry. The person has only transformed. It transited, and it got transformed, and he will get reincarnated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would like to say this too, you know, because you go into yourself. You. At first, when we, and you're kind of answering the last question I had, you know, because, like, how can we get ourselves out of the identity crisis? And in short, Ifa has the answer. Your destiny has the answer. Knowing your destiny has the answer, and working towards balanced character, you are Pwele, working towards that balanced character and working towards overcoming these five emotions.
Yeah.
You see, working with these five emotions because, yes, these emotions are key. And I see it, you know, in everything, every aspect of my life. My mother passed in 2009, right?
Okay.
And after what I inherited, many books from my mother. My mother always had books. She used to give us books, you know, as gifts and stuff. And especially books about herbs and things. And my mother was very much into her herbal medicine and things of that nature, right? You know?
Yes.
And so someone was asking me just recently, about two nights ago, if I had a particular book, because it's you only can get it from a certain place, and this is about the plants and everything that grow islands in the Virgin Islands, St. Thomas, where I was born, right?
Okay.
And so the lady, we decided to research to see, like, you know, if the book, because the person that wrote the book has been passed, but they had been a very good friend to my mother. And my mother, the lady gave my mother a copy, right? So then when I found the book, now I realized I had the book. The book is for $1,799 on Amazon.
Really?
Yes, really. And so I have the book with an autographed copy of the book, right, that she autographed for my mom. And in the book, my mother had a habit of writing things down. So she wrote mm-hmm. and passing this book with it, and giving this book to you. She wrote it the same close to the time when she died. Like she knew.
And she was really
and she wrote a short letter to me and my sister. She said, I need you all to use this book to help people. Even though you didn't use it to help me. And, you know, as she put us in my face, I know my mother, like, you know, she talks like that, right? But this is the first time I noticed that she had written it very close to her death. You see? And I'm recalling this here because of the attachment thing. Because sometimes, you know, even after all this long time, you know, I remember certain, I miss her, you know? I miss my mom, you know?
Really?
I miss you funny now, you know, because I'm sitting right here, my ancestor is right here, you know? My ancestor Arthur is right here by me here, right? Where I'm sitting down right now. Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, and I miss her very much, you know. But you know, these are part of the things with attachments and stuff, but most often when things come up, right? You would hear one of us in the family say, you know, grand, if it's my granddaughter or grandson or somebody, they say, you know, grands wouldn't do this or grands would like this. Or, you know, even me, I say, you know, mommy would say so and so. Like when I'm eating ice cream, she say, look at her nose. She needs to leave that to her pastel. She needs to put the ice cream down. You know? And she loves ice cream too, you know? You know? So, you know, things of that nature, you know, we remember fondly, and it helps us to make a decision. You see?
For few of us on this side, every time we want to talk about attachment, the only thing we need to do is to just polarization on behalf of our ancestors.
Ashe.
I know.
Ashe. Ashe, Ashe, I just fall like this, I just know.
Ashe. So they are still around you, they are there with
Ashe.
You, they are there for us.
Ashe.
They are with us, they are there for us. So instead of believing they are gone, no, they are not gone. They have just undergone the processes like you never can tell. You have not done it. We call it Igbori. Igbori. Igbori means praising. Praising the particular ancestor a child is. That's our traditional DNA. Just like just like Kosejai, we also have what we call Igbori. That is, there are these rituals that we do, and we want to know which of these Ori this child has brought, which of the ancestors that this child has brought. Your grandchildren, when they to be in Nigeria, the Babalawo will do what is called Igbori, and this one probably is my grandfather that we talk. Because we have three things. We don't die in Africa. In Adulawo, we don't die. What we do, we undergo three stages. The first one is called transition. That is when the body becomes lifeless. Because the body is made up of energy. Energy does not die. Energy does not die. Energy transits. It moves
That's
out
right.
of the solid body we call. So the solid body becomes lifeless because the energy has transited. The life has transited out of it. That's why it's all transition.
Energy does not die. Ashe.
That's why it's all transition. Then the energy transforms into what is called spirit. The energy transforms into spirit. The fourth process is transition. The second one, stages of death, that's what I'm telling you now. So we have transition, that energy that transits now gets transformed into spirit, into hair. Then it now goes into the process of reincarnation. It goes to look for another body, which is part of the ancestor. Which is part of your ancestor that is waiting in the courtyard of eternal bliss, or by terror. Ogba Etero. Ogba Etero. That is where Ifa tells us all the people that transited will go to stay before they reincarnate. Thank you very much.
So that's the second. Is the first part is we transition, and then we transform into spirit. And then the third part is we go into reincarnation.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are going through a lot today.
Ashe. Yeah, so we are just about closing down, and I like the fact that we went somewhere else with this instead of the other part, because it says a lot about Iwafuele taking it one way, because the other part, I mean, you can, the political aspect of it, it can, you know, you can get very upset, but there's no need to become upset about your destiny. No need to become upset about you going into this coming into this life in one way, but then getting caught up in the pure of black and white business. Okay?
Yeah.
But at the same time, there is a systematic way, according to even the political way, to solve the issue, where there are people right now that are doing that, like changing their status as to their racial status on their on their passports and things of this nature. Changing the racial status to what is called indigenous, to your indigenous status, meaning, for instance, we could say that we are Adulawo, right, dark-skinned people, because they identify more personally, okay, more culturally with who you are as a people and not so much about being classified as a color. So even if they wanted to see it was being classified as the color, the name itself looks at your color. The name say, okay, yeah, we're dark skin. Okay, but we don't want to be labeled as black.
Black.
You see? Yeah. So even that, I mean, and aside from this discussion that we're having here, I would appreciate having a one-on-one discussion with you and the person that is heading the drive to help people change their status, to understand why it's important to change your status from black even to white or indigenous. And that's based on not because you're ashamed of being black or being called black, but because you want your value in the political arena to count. And when you look at the term black, it means pale. And we are in no way pale.
We are not pale.
No, we're not
dark,
pale.
Dark, shining skin. I'm proud. I am Adulao. I am proud, dark skin. I am proud, heavenly beauty.
I am proud, heavenly beauty. I am proud, dark skin. Oh, I love it.
I am Adulao.
Ashe, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it very much. I think I made a mistake now, right?
Did I just make a mistake? Let me see.
Somebody put somebody put she. Okay, that's why I couldn't see my on the Facebook. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You know,
I'm
so
sure,
I wanted to set up, I didn't finish get to say what I wanted to say, but I wanted to set up a meeting with the brother that is, you know, he goes by the name of Chief Nanya Sabuel. And he is, I wish I could say exactly, I don't want to introduce him wrongly, but he has been doing work on a political level when it comes to the terms black and white in terms of our racial color, you know, our racial identity as black or white on the value when it comes to commerce, what those terms mean. And basically those terms are, you know, and I'm quite sure you understand it very well, that the term black has no value, and according to even what was told, what President Obama said is that the term black have no standing at law, which means legally it counts for nothing. Yes. So this is so I would love very much if you and Chief Nanya can collaborate, because he's one of the people that would say, you know, look to the spirituality for lessons on how to manage yourself as somebody who, you know, that you're not black, as a dark skinned person, but you know you're not black. So he would, you know, he's a big advocate of Ifa too, you know, that he believes in Ifa. And, you know, I believe in the connection with our ancestors, definitely, most definitely. And, but he's doing this work. And let me tell you, you wouldn't believe how every time he tries to, every time he puts something out there, how the government interferes with his, whatever he's saying. And the reason why they're doing that is because, you know, he's dealing directly with different means everything in this society. So they would say something is law once it's on ink and paper. So they would call you black if that's what you put on the ink and paper. If you take the ink and put it on paper, if you call yourself black, then you're black. You see what I mean? So then you continue being counted for nothing. You see? And this is the important aspect. So they're teaching, and in my research on this topic here, they're teaching things called white racial identity. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, things of that nature. So even if we don't want to teach black racial identity. You know what I mean? You don't want to teach black racial identity, because then that is not
called black.
Yeah, because
black.
It's nothing called black. What is black? A color. Yeah, I'm looking at black right now compared to my skin. You know, I'm
earth-toned. That's why I'm using every little opportunity to let my brothers and sisters that form Black Lives Matters, we are not black.
Ashe.
We are not black. You're not black. You can always see the Adulawo life matters. The dark skin life matters.
Because we are not black.
Not black.
Black.
We need to change the narrative. We need to really say who we are, not who they say we are. We
That's
have
right.
to
I
say
agree
who
with
we
you.
Are. We have to say who we are. They are not to tell us who we are. They are not supposed to label us.
I know who
that
I am.
That is correct. That is correct. That is correct. And that is that will happen only if people, that will happen only if people, you know, wake up to this, you know, to the disparity, because I feel a lot of people don't know by just by admitting, because you remember now, all of this is like ingrained in us culturally from, you know, and I could use this example that when I was a young girl and, you know,
yeah.
everything on TV just coming on, it was black and white, you know, it wasn't no color TV. So when
yeah.
you see people and they talk about the difference, even when they write stuff in books, they use a lot of time, everything is black and white. Everything is not in color for you to see, you know, who is actually, are they talking about? So they would talk about the different inventors and the different famous people that were dark skinned, but they portrayed them as being,
as black.
Quote unquote, you know. No, they wouldn't say they're black either. They wouldn't say black. They wouldn't say Negro.
Oh.
They just said this person is a famous person, but when you're looking at the picture, it's depicted as somebody who is not a person of color or who is not dark skinned. So you couldn't tell if they're talking about you yourself. So you wasn't so proud of feeling like, wow, you know, you wasn't inspired, because then you're figuring these other people. So a lot of inspiration came from the lighter skinned people. The light-skinned people,
yeah.
you see? So the light-skinned people, too, you know, got a lot of credit for everything. You understand? So there,
yeah.
you know, so that part was very, very, you know, like dismaying. But then when I realized that it were all of these people, I said, well, why didn't they identify them as black? This is what I was saying in my head. Why they didn't identify them as black people? Because by then
yeah,
now,
yeah.
everybody wanted to try and hold on to something that, you know, basically, you know, like how the LGBT crew talking about LGBT pride. You're talking about, okay, it's black pride. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud and all of this thing. And, but now when you realize, like, you know, and a lot of people don't
years.
Realize it.
20 years journey of lies. 20 years journey of lies will be cut off in just 1 second of truth.
Ashe, let me put that in quotations. 20 years
journey
of life.
Of life. Life.
Mm-hmm.
L-I-E-S. Life. Will be cut off with just 1 second of truth.
Off by just 1 second of truth.
Yeah. Truth, we just take a test.
Okay, so 20-year journey of L-I-F-E, you said? Life?
Life. Life. Life telling. Life telling.
L-I-F-E.
L-I-F-E. L-I-E-S. Lie. Oot. False oot.
Oh, lie. 20-year journey
yeah.
of life. Okay, got that. Make more sense. We'll be cut off by just 1 second of truth. Yeah, because it's the truth. It's the truth. You see?
Yeah.
So let's spread the truth. Let's spread the truth and hope people don't be, like, resistant and brainwashed about the truth about themselves.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not black, you're not black. So why say you're black when you're not black? You know, because somebody else say you black? No. You see what I mean? Okay? And that's the thing, you know, so people want to hold on to this black thing. That's why, what's his name? What a movie star just had, he was just in the news not too long ago. Oh, wow. And that handsome guy too. he said he didn't want nobody to call him a black actor. Call him an actor.
Yeah.
Why he have to be a black actor for? You know?
Yeah.
I forgot what his name is. Oh boy, boy. It's on the tip of my tongue, you know. But anyway, I appreciate you so much. Idris Elba, that's right. Idris Elba, right? He said that. And
yeah.
It's far so much like, you know. You know, and he even came back and he was cowering for a minute and, you know, like saying, oh yeah, I know I'm black, but no, you're not black. But you and you don't want to be, that's right, Idris Elba, and you don't want to be called a black.
Okay.
You know,
so
you don't want to be called black
is
nothing.
Is
you don't
Elba.
Want to be identified as black. Why are you identifying me as black? In order to keep me in a category, you see? So this is what the people are waking up to, and this is the truth that destroys not 20 years, but hundreds and hundreds of years of lies.
Yes.
Okay? Ashe. Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. Tell Marie, Abodumboye, Aboshiche. So our talk and Black Talk, we have 10 minutes left. But on the live, if we want to talk a little more, we can talk a little more. We have actually this live only started 1 hour and 48 minutes. So I don't know if it's going to automatically cut off, but I don't think so. We can end the live when it ends. But the Black Talk Radio is about to go off in a hot second.
Okay.
And Baba, you have any parting words with us? I mean, for us to internalize. I mean, all you've said is something to really internalize. I hope the listening audience was understanding and hearing you very well. And at one point, we had a little feedback problem.
Every dust came. Every dust came possum. All the corners of the globe should wake up to the realization that we are not blacks. We are Adulawa.
Ashe.
Thank you, sir.
Ashe.
So that will be cut off. Cut off.
Ashe.
Cut off. By just 1 second of truth. Yeah. We cut off with.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. Audience, I thank you very much for tuning in. Telling Marie, you're coming on the list, but, you know, it's all good. You know, everything is going to be recorded here. So later on, if you know, we can review it and see how it goes. And if everything goes well, we are good to go. I don't know if my Block Talk people raised anybody. Nobody raised their hand because I guess everybody was trying to listen attentively to what was being said. Okay? And we're going to try to do the other show. Not next week, but as soon as we arrange it, I'm going to let you all know. I'm going to try to do like a heads up and try, you know, getting an event status. And see if I can get to see my guest next time, you know? Like, I want to see my guest online, too. And, so we can get Chief Nanya Sabuel on here with Baba Sheyu Sotumbo for our next discussion on this issue of not calling ourselves black and of being recognized as Adulawo dark skin. Ashe. So you all have a pleasant rest of the Sunday evening. You know, enjoy your evening and afternoon. Ashe, and hope to talk to you again. I'm leaving the politics alone. You know, when I talk with Baba Sheyi, He always make me feel very humble, you know. He always have a way he make me feel humble. yeah. I don't know. know, you have that effect on me, you know. You know,
yeah.
Because I want to listen to what you're saying to me, you know. I want to hear what you're saying because it makes perfect sense. And it's like you're talking to my spirit, so keep the good work up. I know it. Probably other people feel the same way. Keep up the good work and let's move it forward. Ashe. Baba, he said, no matter how far life had traveled, it's just a second of a step to truth. Ashe. Ashe, Ashe. Ashe, very well, for real, for real.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the truth. That's the truth right there. Mm-hmm. All right, people. So let's get this. Ashe.
To everybody that listened, everybody that took part in this program. Thank you very much.
Ashe.
Love you.
Ashe.
Love you.
You're welcome, Ashe. Odaro, Odabo, everybody.
Odabo,
wow,
yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, let's go here now.
This is only a taste of our next release, Suffering and Smiling.
To me as Africans, and you non-Africans, listen to me with open mind.